The roll.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galjani, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
The secretary notices that we are absent a quorum. Would the members please come to the Senate floor for our 2 p.m. session? All senators, please, to the Senate chamber. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galjani, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Thank you very much. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Stone.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Today we will pray the 23rd Psalm for busy people, with apologies to the psalmist. The Lord is my pace setter, I shall not rush. God helps me stop and rest for quiet intervals. He provides me with images of stillness, which restores my serenity. God leads me in the way of efficiency through calmness of mind. God's guidance is peace. Even though I have many things to accomplish today, and crisis may pile upon crisis, I will not fall apart, for God's presence is here. God's timelessness will keep me in balance. God prepares refreshment and renewal in the midst of my activities. God anoints my mind with the oil of inspiration. Surely, harmony and effectiveness will be the fruit of my hours, and I shall walk in the peace of the Lord this day. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it
stands. Thank you, Sister. Under privileges of the floor, privileges of the floor. Are there any? At this point, Senator Stone.
Good morning, Madam President. Good afternoon, Madam President and members. I'm very honored this year to have a fellow working with our staff. I'd like to introduce Bijan Mariyar. Bijan, if you'll stand up. We're delighted to have Bijan working with us today. And it's also a special day for Bijan because his father, Daryush, and his mother, Manajay, are here to visit the Capitol and to celebrate the good work that their son is doing. So if you'd please give them a good Sacramento welcome to my staff member, Bijan, and his lovely parents.
Welcome to the family. Thank you, Senator Stone. Anything else under privileges of the floor? Senator Hill.
Thank you, Madam President. Motions and resolutions, may we?
Without objection.
Thank you very much. Please remove file item A41, AB 516 from the inactive file at the request of the author.
Without objection, that will be the order.
Thank you, Madam President.
Any other privileges of the floor? Seeing none, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Introductions. Introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 958, 959, 960, 961, 962, 963, 964, 965, 966, 967.
Bills are deemed read. Under consideration of the daily file, governor's appointments, under governor's appointments, items 40, 41, and 45, under item 40, Senator De Leon, do you wish to take up this item at this time? Senator De Leon. Colleagues, please, attention to Senator De Leon. We are on file item 40.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, we have three file items before us for governor's appointments. First, we have Jennifer Kent, Director of Department of Health Care Services. She is, in a short time that she has been there, as director, she has made great progress trying to improve relationships with counties as well as businesses who are the backbone of the health care delivery system. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Debate or discussion? Is there any debate or discussion on this item? Senator Leno, followed by Senator Pan.
So we're just going to. Thank you, Madam President. I know there's nothing controversial about Director Kent's appointment, and the pro tem has spoken well of her already, but I just wanted to add my name to those positive comments as chair of the Budget Committee on any number of issues. We've worked really well not only with the department, but with Director Kent in her short time there, and I heartily support her confirmation.
Thank you, Senator Leno. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I too rise in support of Jennifer Kent for Director of the Department of Healthcare Services, and certainly as a physician who takes care of Medi-Cal patients, that's actually the predominant group of my patients. I know that she has many challenges in front before her. Medi-Cal, of course, as we've said here before, covers one-third of all Californians now, half of all children. There are many challenges we have with the Medi-Cal program. We have continued to have challenges with access, particularly due to low payments, particularly for specialty care. We need to try to raise the quality of Medi-Cal. We need to have better accountability in terms of having a dashboard. We have challenges certainly with Dentical, and we're right now in the process. The Lou Hoover Commission is looking at the Dentical program here in Sacramento, the GMC Dentical program. Even a follow-up report has come out from our first five commission showing there are continuing problems with access. And then certainly our most vulnerable children in California's Children's Services. And I know that we've had some hearings and discussions with the department about this extremely important program for vulnerable children. And we need to ensure that those children get access to the specialty care and the coordination care they need, that they don't just get rolled into a managed care plan that is unable to provide the level of service that they deserve. So I know there are many challenges. I know Director Kent is someone who has the ability to face those, to meet those challenges. Certainly hope she has support from everyone to be able to do so, especially today being the Lunar New Year, the year of the fire monkey. Characteristics of the fire monkey are to be smart, adaptable, and quick. And certainly I hope that that's something that Director Kent will bring to the Department of Healthcare Services to our Medi-Cal program, that we can be smart, we can be quick, and we can be adaptable. We can take advantage of the investments we've made to ensure that the people of California, that one-third of all people in California, the one-half of all children in California, get what they are able to get the care that they deserve in the Medi-Cal program. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. An interesting confluence of concepts. Senator Hernandez.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I also would like to rise in support for Jennifer Kent as Director of Department of Healthcare Services. I've had the pleasure of knowing her for many, many years, have worked with her in a variety of areas in different capacities. She's extremely intelligent, very dedicated to her job, and a very dedicated public servant. She will do an excellent job as the Department of Healthcare Services, and I respectfully ask for your support.
Thank you, Senator Hernandez. Is there any further debate? Senator Wynn.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, rise to support Ms. Kent. I've had the privilege of being able to work with her this last year. She's extremely compassionate. She also is very patient because for me, coming in last year, having to soak and also understand the State Department, especially dealing with the Department of Healthcare Services, I do appreciate her service and also her staff as well. And so I ask that we all support Ms. Kent. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wynn. Any further debate or discussion? Any further debate or discussion? We have Senator Runner.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I too rise in support of Jennifer. I've known her for many, many years. She is very intelligent. She knows how to work the system, knows how to get the federal dollars where we need the federal dollars, and I look forward to working with her in the future. I'd ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Runner. Any further debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Senator De Leon, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam President. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
All debate having ceased, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Bates. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Cannella.
Aye.
De Leon.
Aye.
Fuller. Gaines.
Aye.
Gagione.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hall.
Aye.
Hancock.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso. Huff.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leno.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
Liu. McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nielsen. I Pan.
Aye.
I Pavley.
Aye.
I Roth.
Aye.
I Runner.
Aye.
I Stone.
Aye.
I Vidak.
Aye.
I Wachowski.
Aye.
I Wolk. Wolk I. Wesso I.
Please call the absent members.
Bates.
Aye.
Fuller. Loop.
Ayes 38, no 0. That appointment is confirmed. Moving to file item 41, Senator Gaines.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I'd like to make a motion to divide the question on file item 41, please.
Without objection, that will be the case. Senator De Leon, on file item 41, if you'd give the clerk, the secretary, a moment just to adjust the record. Thank you, Senator Gaines. That is a non-debatable item, and as a result, we will proceed with file item 41, taking each of these individuals separately.
Great. Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, we have Stephanie Landergan before us, Geology Board. She is very well qualified to serve on this board. I certainly ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Is there debate or discussion on this item? Senator Gaines.
Thank you, Madam President. I have deep concern with Stephanie Landergan. My Senate district is blessed with incredible natural resources, but they're wasting away up there, in part because of state and federal rules and regulations. That means that we must have some of the richest forest lands in the nation, but aren't harvesting enough trees to keep our mills open. In fact, I had a mill just shut down a couple of weeks ago in the North State. It also means that we have rich mineral deposits that are stuck in the ground, while we have workers, miners that are out of work and trying to figure out how they're going to pay their mortgages and put dinner on the table. It also means that we have ranchers who are just waiting for the state to cut off their water and put their family farms out of business. The economic lifeline of huge parts of rural California has been shut off. It's long past time to give the North State a better economic opportunity. Last year, Stephanie Landergan voted against a mining permit in Shasta County that had broad support from government and from conservationists, and her positions on agriculture and building standards make me believe that she is not a good candidate for the rural parts of my district. I urge a no vote.
Thank you, Senator Gaines. Is there further debate or discussion on this appointment? Seeing and hearing none, Senator De Leon, would you like to close?
Sure. Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, we received a bipartisan vote, 5-0, in Senate Rules Committee, but nonetheless, very respectful of the Senator's perspective. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. All debate having ceased, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
No.
No. Bates.
No.
Bell. Aye. Berryhill. No. Block.
Aye.
Cannella.
Aye.
De Leon.
Aye.
Fuller. Gaines. No. Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hall.
Aye.
Hancock.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Huff. Jackson.
Aye.
Latta.
Aye.
Leno.
Aye.
Leba.
Aye.
Liu. McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
No.
Morrell.
No.
Wynn.
No.
Nielsen.
No.
Pan.
Aye.
Pavley.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Runner.
Aye.
Stone.
No.
Vidak.
No.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wolk. Wolk aye.
Please call the absent members.
Fuller.
Huff.
Aye. Liu.
Ayes 28, noes 10. That appointment is confirmed. Senator De Leon.
Thank you, Madam President. We have Ms. Stephanie Landergan State Mining and Geology Board. She is a landscape architect.
Senator, one moment. We have, I believe, we need to update the board. The next one is Sandra Potter. One moment, and we'll get that updated.
Tell me when.
When?
Okay. Thank you very much again, Madam President. We have Ms. Sandra Potter, who is a licensed geologist. She's very well qualified to serve on this board. Bipartisan vote. Senate Rules Committee respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Aye. Anderson? Aye. Bates? Aye. Bell? Aye. Berryhill? Aye. Block? Aye. Cannella? Aye. De Leon? Aye. Fuller? Gaines? Calgioni? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Hall? Aye. Hancock? Aye. Hernandez? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Hill? Aye. Wesso? Huff? Aye. Jackson? Aye. Lada? Aye. Leno? Aye. Leva? Aye. Liu? McGuire? Aye. Mendoza? Aye. Mitchell? Aye. Monning? Aye. Morlock? Aye. Morrell? Aye. Wynn? Nilsson? I. Pan, I. Pavley, I. Roth, I. Runner, I. Stone, I. Vidak, I. Wachowski, I. Wolk. Wolk, I. Wesso, I.
Please call the absent members.
Fuller, Gaines, I. Lou, Wynn. Wynn, I.
Ayes 38, no 0. That appointment is confirmed. Moving on to file item 45, Senator De Leon.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, these are the last appointments before us from the Governor George Livingston and Jennifer Schmid. This is for the Board of Pilot Commissioners. Jennifer Schmid is an engineer and a paramedic with the Oakland Fire Department. She has spent 7 years as a deckhand and a third mate working for several shipping lines. Mr. Livingston is a bar pilot with 15 years of experience in the San Francisco Bay Area. Both of these appointments pass on a bipartisan vote. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Is there any debate or discussion on these appointments? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, is there any objection to substituting the unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 38, no 0. Those appointments are confirmed. Moving to Senate third reading, colleagues. Senate third reading, starting at file item 46. Senator Pan, do you wish to take up, pass on file? File item 47, Senator Bell, pass on file. File item 48, Senator Hall, pass on file. File item 49, Senator McGuire. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 99 by Senator McGuire relative to the 28th Annual State Scientist Day.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Madam President and members. SCR 99 recognized some of California's brightest and most important employees, state scientists. They're in Fish and Wildlife and Caltrans, the Water Board, California Air Resources Board, Public Health, just to name a few. And in honor of the California Association of Professional Scientists, SCR 99 celebrates the 28th annual State Scientist Day on May 18th of this year. State Scientist Day is going to take place here at the Capitol to increase public awareness of the significant contributions made by these hardworking individuals. During the event, they're going to educate nearly 3,000 school kids from across the state with hands-on science exhibits presented by state scientists and the respective state agencies. It's important to recognize the vital work state scientists perform for every department each day. Please join me in supporting SCR 99, honoring State Scientist Day and the important work state scientists do for our Golden State. Would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, is there any objection to substituting a unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 38, no 0. The resolution passes. Colleagues, at this time, the regular session will stand in recess, and the second extraordinary session will be convened. The prayer and the pledge will be deemed complete. Committee reports will be deemed read. Introduction and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 15 by Senator Hernandez, enacting to Medi-Cal and making an appropriation therefore.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Is there any further business in the second extraordinary session? Any further business? Seeing none, the second extraordinary session will stand in recess and the regular session will be reconvened. Senator Wynn, for what purpose?
Privileges of floor, Madam.
Without objection.
Colleagues, senators, I have a very special guest here with me today. This is Tommy. My five-year-old son decided that he wanted to go work with mommy today. And today is also the first day of Lunar New Year. We want to wish all of you and your family a happy, successful, and good health for the coming year. And in addition, we brought up today some Vietnamese rice cakes on the Senate floor, in the Senate lounge. Some has bananas and some has meat, which is pork. And then there's a lot of dry fruits as well. We would love for you to try a few. It is an acquired taste, so I would suggest try a little bit of it. But I did wanted to bring that up just to let you know that's what we get to celebrate. And I celebrated New Year's Eve last night running to different temples, and so I've been up since, I went to bed, 2 or 3 in the morning. But we got ourselves here, and so I want to welcome Tommy Bonikowski. Say hi.
Welcome. Welcome to Tommy, and Happy New Year, and thank you for the warning.
Thank you.
Much appreciated, I'm sure. All right, at this point, we are going to return to motions and resolutions, which is the time to adjourn in the memory. In memory, are there any adjourn in memories at this point in time? Senator Morrell.
Yes, members, it's with great sadness a friend of mine, we're adjourning in memory today of Robert Lender, or Rob Lender, who passed away October 31st. Rob was born in Mexico City in 1957, and his father and mother came to the United States to Boyle Heights. His father did his residency there. Anyway, I met Rob over 30 years ago when we were in the title business, and I was an outside sales rep, and he did the title officer work, and I encouraged him that he should get out of doing paperwork and go into sales. He took my advice, and he called me probably about 6 or 7 years ago and said that he had did well in sales, bought real estate, and he was retiring. The advice I gave him, I only regret I didn't take the advice I gave him, for me, I mean. So anyway, but a great guy. When we were younger, we had a lot of fun together. We were both a little wild, but also our faith tempered us. And he was a man of faith and a good friend, and he will be missed. A man's man. He loved dirt biking, being in a desert, riding quads, and that kind of thing. He had a home in Norcal as well as one down in Rosarito Beach, if I remember correctly. And he will be missed, his lovely wife, Sue. And he has 2 children, daughter, Andrea, and then his son, who you guys all know, is Assembly Member Eric Lender. And so you may want to pass your sympathy along to Eric when you see him. In fact, Eric's first couple of years up here, I always referred to Eric as Rob. Couldn't get that in my mind properly. But anyway, members, if we could just adjourn in Rob Lender's memory. He was a very good man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Morrell, and certainly our condolences to the family and also to our colleague Eric Lender as well. Other motions to adjourn in memory, Senator Vidak and Senator Berryhill. Senator Vidak.
Members, I rise today with Senator Berryhill to jointly adjourn in the memory of 3 Conservation Corps members who were killed in an auto accident outside of Reedley on February 2nd. One of those who died, Serena Guadarrama from Fresno, was just 18 years old and recently graduated from Gateway High School. I ask that we adjourn today in honor of her service and to our local community.
Thank you, Senator Videk. Senator Berryhill.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I too rise in memory of the California Conservation Corps members who perished in an unfortunate accident just this last week. Rhonda Shackelford and Justin Van Meter, both from Clovis, had just joined the CCC in January. Rhonda was just 20 years old and described herself as outgoing, wanting to work with wildlife, and hoping for a career working with animals. She loved to camp and be outdoors. Before joining the CCC, she attended Clovis Adult School. She joined CCC to gain experience and skills that would help her after her service with the CCC. She also hoped to gain leadership and team building skills and earn a scholarship. Along with Rhonda was Justin Van Meter at just 21 years old. Justin joined the CCC to learn more about land conservation and upkeep. He was interested in the future career opportunities CCC provides with other companies upon completion. He hoped to eventually be working for an organization like Caltrans, Cal Fire, or the United States Forest Service. Justin also described himself as a huge outdoor person who loved to camp. The CCC website states, "The young women and men of the Corps work hard protecting and restoring California's environment and responding to disasters, becoming stronger workers, citizens, and individuals through their service." It's a great organization. Justin and Rhonda had their sights set on that very goal. In the gallery today, representing the California Conservation Corps, are Martha Diepenbrock, Director of External Affairs, Larry Noteis, Regional Director, Jennifer Spear, CCC Corps member, and Kiana Washington, also a CCC Corps member. Members, I ask that you extend your thoughts and prayers to the families of these young people, as well as their friends and colleagues from the CCC during this very, very difficult time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Berryhill. Senator Runner, on this item?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. The California Conservation Corps is close to my heart. My grandson just completed a year at California Conservation Corps. I know I'm not old enough to have a grandson who is 21 years old, but our kids adopted him as a foster child 10 years ago. And we're excited he has grown and just matured through the program. I want to thank you for what you're doing there for the kids that need it. Thank you.
Thank you. And on behalf of the legislature, our condolences to these fine young people who tragically lost their lives. Any other adjourning memories? Seeing and hearing none. And if there is no other business, Senator Runner, the desk is clear.
Yes, Madam President and members, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which the time the adjournment motion will be made, and we will reconvene on Friday at 9 a.m.
Thank you, Senator Runner.
Thank you.
We will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene on Friday, colleagues, Friday at 9 a.m.